Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hey, everybody. Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It's Wednesday, December 2nd, 2015. And I'm actually pre-recording this because my beautiful wife, Linda, and I got married 20 years ago today, December 2nd, 1995, and we're actually off celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary in Northern California. But I'm really grateful for my wife, Linda. She truly is a Proverbs 31:10 woman, a wife of noble character who can find. She is worth far more than rubies. And so, anyway, we've got Pam in the chat room still, and we've had some people give me some question and answer and dream interpretation that I'm going to be doing later on. In case you're new with us, welcome. And I do this once a month, the first Wednesday of every month, and then we record this and put it back up on the internet. And so you can either catch this live like you are now, some of you, or listen to this later, and it's on the iTunes podcast as well. So I'm going to be releasing some new prophetic words for the month of December and beyond, and do some Q&A, dream interpretation at the end. And so it pays to connect live because we do get to those dreams. We do answer those questions. We do see them. We track them and use them in different things. So again, Pam's in the chat room and you can chat in some things and interact there if you have any questions. All right. You know what? Check out my website, DougAddison.com. Stay connected with me on Facebook. That is The Doug Addison on Facebook, and Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. And while you're on my website, you can download my new free ebook, which is it's actually got a new name to it. I was almost saying Night Dreams Reveal Your Life Dreams, but it is. It's called How to Hear the Voice of God Clearly for Yourself. And it's very new. That's why I almost forgot that we have the new one now. But go ahead and download that. Check that out. And also, my daily prophetic words. They're on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. But also on my website, you can get those delivered right to your email box at DougAddison.com. All right. Well, God, we thank you for all the good things you're doing. We thank you, God, for every single person, no matter how they're joining, no matter how they're connecting. And God, I know that you're doing something new in the internet, and we just want to use the internet to activate that. So, Father, we pray for the spirit of prophecy to flow an activation right now and break off discouragement in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, let's get going. December 2015, get ready to cross over into a new season, a new time. And I want to tell you that as we move into this, things are going to be different than the past. That's what I felt God saying. Don't expect 2016 to be like anything that we've ever experienced. So December actually is a time of surprises and a release of new gifts and revelations. Also, it's going to be a time in which things might look a little bit strange, because in the midst of all this major transition, things can sometimes look unusual. Expect surprise blessings through the month of December and into January, reconnections with people, deeper insight, and revelations coming to you during this time. And so it's really important, though, to stay at peace, not to get too busy. Take time to slow down and listen to what God is saying right now will really help you out a lot. So the best thing that to describe December actually is the word pregnant pause. And that's what I heard today as I was preparing, is that it feels like the spiritual atmosphere is ripe and there's something ready to happen. There's expectation for change, but there's that moment of silence before that happens. And so expect God to speak to you between Christmas and New Year this year, in the month of December. Expect something to happen as the month goes on. And also, let me just tell you a few things. is that there's so much fear going on. There's so many people who are really just freaking out right now, but this is the time really to trust God. And so I was looking back over my journal. I journal every single day, and it was last year at this time, December 31st, 2014, I had one of the most powerful encounters ever. And actually, I've never shared it publicly till now. And I've shared some of the prophetic words that came out of it, but I've never shared the experience. And it was actually on one of the higher level experiences I've ever had. But I literally heard the audible voices and cries of people who have been wounded by uncaring Christians and leaders. And I was at my house, and it was almost 10 p.m. that night, December 31st, 2014. And I heard the literal voices of these people crying out, and I heard the Lord say that their cries have reached my ears, and I now must respond. And so this is why I've been talking about for the last year or so, or even more, but specifically releasing these prophetic words, that this is the time in which God is drawing in the outcast, those who have been rejected by Christianity, those who have been wounded. So this is the beginning that we're going to see something majorly shift for this sake. The Lord says it's for their sake. Their blood has reached my ears. Their cries have reached my ears, God says. And so, you know, some people even watching now are part of this. And maybe you've been, over the last 7 years, this is what God's told me, that the last 7 years, since 2008, there's been a major setback. People have been displaced, and God is now restoring the wounded warriors. This is the new order of things. It's going to look unusual. There's going to be some sudden shifts. There's going to be some sudden changes as things start to happen. But some of the people who are the wounded warriors are watching me right now. You know, if you know of anybody that fits this, or if it's you yourself, then this is good news for you, because there's been people who have actually expected God to be doing one thing, and then it shifted into another. And so we're going to start to see that that transition happen, where God's going to bring back repayment for this. So March 9th, 2016, I've been talking about this for a while now. This is a time when things are going to radically change, and the hidden ones are going to come forward. The wounded warriors I just mentioned are going to be refitted with spiritual armor right around March of next year. And so those promises maybe that you've forgotten, or you thought that God has forgotten, they're going to start to happen. They're going to look a little bit differently, but those promises from God, many people had promises of businesses and ministries and things to happen, but it all got kind of turned the wrong way. But quite often, God will he'll speak something, and then it takes a while for it to come about, and to germinate almost. Sometimes it takes years, other times it's quick. We're in a season of quick transition. And so I often think about it like a baby. It takes 9 months after conception. So that's actually oftentimes revelation can be that way. Not always, but sometimes revelation can be like that, where it takes time for things to unfold. So 9 months ago, this is what God spoke to me, is 9 months ago, it was February 2015. And what's happening right now in December is now the birthing of some experiences between February and March of this year, and now it's 9 months later. And so February 2015, I had a major spiritual encounter that forever changed my life. You know, I talked about a little bit about it on my Spirit Connection webcast in March, because that's what I normally do. I will record my dreams, I'll talk about things, and then I go over them on the webcast, and then not all of them get out on the internet in written form, but I do have prophetic blogs that go around the internet. But in this case, I just talked a little bit about it, but I didn't really write anything. But here's what happened. February of this year, I had this encounter in which your case being heard in heaven, and it was on February 24th, I saw in this experience, I saw that many people's lives and ministries were being hauled into the courtroom of heaven, and they were actually being accused by the enemy. And this was happening actually to reevaluate people's lives and callings and their assignments last February. So as each person would step up, I saw that there was a long line of accusers there against them. I even saw Satan and others lined up bringing accusations against people who were up for promotion or those who had higher life callings, and God was bringing about a shift. So I heard their cries as the enemy's accusations came and they began to speak against them. And I actually, it was gut-wrenching as I was watching this. I wept. I actually wept in the encounter, and I cried for mercy for these people. I was thinking, oh my goodness, it's terrible. And so everybody in this line had one thing in common. The enemy had overplayed his hand against them over the last 7 years. And that was from 2008 on. And then suddenly it was my turn. I didn't even realize it, but I was pushed up there into the witness stand, so to speak. It was the courtroom of heaven. And I stepped up, and the accusations of Satan and other people, of my accusers, were being hurled at me like insults. A strong spirit of condemnation was so thick I could hardly stand. I was sick. I felt sick. I fell down crying and pleading for mercy. And then Jesus was standing, just like he did with everybody else. He stood there and pleaded my case. And like the others in the line, he began to break and remove that spirit of condemnation. He lifted me up like he did everybody else and began to speak the positive things over us. He began to prophesy the things that God has called us to, and he silenced the voice of the accuser. Now, there was a whole long line of people getting this done, and at that time, many people got promoted into greater favor, into greater authority, and these are the ones with the higher callings for this next season. This is you, probably, if you have had things where it's gone off track. I'm not talking about, I'm talking about everyday people here that has not given up, that people have spoken against, that you've known there's something more. So everyone let me just say this, is not everyone is going to go through this and be promoted. Everybody was invited, but those who fell into judging others and sort of speaking against people were actually disqualified. They had an opportunity, but they got disqualified because they came into agreement with the accusations of the enemy. Listen, one of the names of Satan is the accuser of the brothers and sisters. And so when we begin to accuse people, we come into agreement with that. But in this encounter I had in February, it was right out of Zechariah 3. I don't know if you know that, but I'm going to read a little bit of it, but you can look it up later, in which the high priest Joshua was taken into the courts of heaven. There really is a place, the courtroom of heaven, and he had a dirty turban on his head, and Satan was accusing him. But the Lord condemned Satan and he removed the accusations, and he also restored Joshua to a higher level. Let me read a couple of verses out of Zechariah 3, starting at verse 1. And then he showed me, this was Zechariah was in this encounter, he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand accusing him. And the Lord said, to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?" Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, "Take off his filthy clothes." And then he said to Joshua, "See, I have taken away your sin, and I have put fine garments on you." See, wow, this is an amazing encounter. This type of thing happens. Verse number 5, he said, "Put on a clean turban on his head and put clean and clothe him as the angel of the Lord stood by. This very thing happened in the encounter I saw. The enemy had been accusing many people, including me, and blocking their minds from being able to hear and think clearly. Over the last 7 years, especially, some people have fallen into all kinds of things. But the Lord said to me that those who have passed these tests are going to be able to move forward into a new season, and the enemy is going to be silenced in your life. See, that was, well, let me just tell you, that was the result of the crying out against those who have been promoted. There's been people crying out against you, but this happened in the spiritual realm over 9 months ago, and now it's going into 10 months in December. So it's now being birthed in the natural realm. Usually this will happen. Things get birthed in the spiritual realm first, and it takes some time before it to come into the natural realm. So whether you're aware of it or not, many people who are watching me right now and listening to me were promoted, and that you were being prepared for this. So go back to February and March and see if God had spoken to you. See if there was attacks of the enemy against you. Were there accusations? Were there things that had happened after that? For me, once I had this encounter, the fear of the Lord was on me. I know that much. And after that, a few things happened. One was I had a powerful experience a few weeks later with an angel bringing me an ancient key, which is a spiritual gift, actually, that opens people's destinies and closes off the attacks of the enemy. I got an upgraded gift. I was given strategies that are starting to happen right now. But whether you know this or not, see, you know, a few years ago, I didn't know these things, but that they were happening. Whether you know they're happening or not doesn't matter. This is what's happening right now. That's why I'm telling you. I tell things that I see in the courtroom of heaven, and that way, you know how to respond to these things. So over the next 9 months, see, this is 9 months ago this happened, and these things are now starting to birth. And as they birth like a baby, they start out small, and then they expand and grow bigger. Now, over the next 9 months is what the Lord showed me from December 2015 to September 2016. It's going to be a strategic time for many people, a strategic time in which God is he's revealing the attacks of the enemy. He's also he's going to align things. He's going to align you for your destiny. So again, just like birthing a child, it's going to take some time for it to come out. And many people who are listening to me right now are going to be moving into this new season. Now, some didn't make it. I want to tell you, if you're watching me, you're probably not one of those who didn't make it, because most of the people who didn't make it fell under accusations. And maybe you are one of those people that fell under accusations, but my hunch is that a lot of people made it through this time. And so don't believe the lies or the accusations of the enemy, but watch as Jesus steps up to you. And you need to receive this by faith, first of all. Especially all supernatural things are like that. But the marks of those who are being promoted right now, watch this, the marks of those, that this is what you'll look for, is humility, love, and honor. And that's why last month I talked about this in detail, that God's hand lifted off of some of the presidential candidates because they fell into things that are pride and things like that, and God can't bless those things. So begin to pray. We've got to break off discouragement right now. Isaiah 42, 1 and 2, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Verse number 2, and when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. This is what's happening right now. We have to get into this season. You know, God has been, he's been doing things, but many people have fallen into accusations. They've fallen into fear. They've fallen into disbelief. You know, unbelief was one of the things that killed miracles around Jesus. And this is what we really have to change, the spiritual atmosphere. There is such a thick spiritual fog hanging over people right now. And because it's over the masses of people, it's really, really devastating. And since we're the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:26 says that, you know, that because we are integrated And when one is discouraged, then everybody is affected because of that, because of this, just this massive amount of people who are discouraged by all the terrorism, by all the fear and everything. I just really want to assure you, we are entering into this new season, and the economy is not going to crash. The second coming of Christ is not happening right now. There's been some things shifting because we have to get in line to be able to, we have to get things lined up, and things are going to shift right now. But I want to encourage you to not come into agreement with that negativity that's going on. But we want to look at the positive plans that God has for you. And there is a shift in the spiritual atmosphere as we do this. The spiritual atmosphere will shift. You know, my daily prophetic word for November 14th was, you will need to see as God, you will need eyes to see as God is speaking to you through the news and through prophetic signs around the world. You know, that was right the day after that. Paris suffered the terrible attacks of terrorism, you know, people have been saying, so what was the prophetic sign in that? Well, first of all, God's not judging France. He's not judging Paris when these things happen. These are demonic attacks. These are from darkness. And so this is the enemy trying to get your eyes off of what God really is doing, because that's what counts. So we mourn the loss of the people and the families who are suffering, and we pray for them. But I want to just encourage you to overcome the fear, because to get into the next 7 years of what God is doing, that we really need to grab hold of it. Think about 2001. I've been telling people this, to look at it for what it is. Get the eyes to see 2001, September 11th, 2001, we had the terrorist attack in the U.S. 7 years later, September 2008, we saw an attack on our financial system with the largest bankruptcies in U.S. history that took place, and masses of numbers of family lost their homes and investments, which caused fear. It was a form of terrorism. And here it is 14 years later, another 7 years, September 2015, you know, people were saying the economy was going to crash and all these things were going to happen. It didn't happen. I want to just say, listen, it didn't happen because it wasn't interpreted correctly. And God is not judging us right now. He wants to release a new strategy for the next 7 years so that we can actually get in line with these kingdom strategies for some of the greatest revivals in history are about to take place. So the prophetic sign for us is this. That's what the prophetic sign in the news was: operate in wisdom and do not taunt or engage the demonic attacks, you know, that are trying to remove your peace. Don't come into agreement with them. That means this: use wisdom. Don't listen to these confirmed, unconfirmed reports. Don't listen to all the talk out there right now, and be wise. As a Paris magazine did, we know that they mocked the Prophet Muhammad. And you know, even though that we have freedom of speech in the days ahead, we need to use wisdom over our rights. Listen, we need to use wisdom over our rights. And I could go into that fully right now, but I won't. But we need to be careful not to be engaging in battles that might be drawing unnecessary attacks to us. Terrorism is rooted in fear, you know, fear and terror. But God spoke to me that the most important thing that we can do right now is to come into agreement with 2 Timothy 1:7 over our lives. It's a must to be able to survive, not only survive, but rise above and bring the light of God into this situation. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. And listen, a sound mind. If you hear a lot of Christians out there losing their minds, you know, saying God, you know, that we're going to hell in a handbasket, you know, God is the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has not forgotten us, and He is about to do some amazing things. So don't lose power, love, and a sound mind. We've got to have that right now. So keep your eyes on what God is doing and not the attacks of the enemy. Be wise and don't get involved in mockery or judgment. That's what pulls it in. You start mocking and judging, you know, you might have a right to it with freedom of speech, but we come into agreement with that, then It actually opens up things. You don't want to open up that that kind of attack right now on you. Whatever area of your life, you don't want to do that. Hey, you know what? I have a few prophetic dreams in last month that I just want to share with you. One of them is a dream that don't hold back dream is actually not hold back. Don't go back to the old. In the dream, I needed to help someone, and so I reached out to them, and I was and it was people from my past who were coming into my life now, into this new season. In the dream, I knew it was a new season, but yet all these people from my past, and I was actually interviewing them, considering hiring them for help. But in the dream, I actually said to myself, I said, this is similar to the prophetic word I just released about Isaiah 43:18, forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. This is the prophetic dream is this, is that, you know, our old comfortable ways of doing things might be tempting, but as God is releasing something new that's going to be beyond our understanding, as we move into the new season, the new year, we need to go for the new and not back to the old. And we'll be tempted. I know that I have. I've been tempted to go back to the old. God's been telling me, don't travel as much now. Focus down. And every time I travel, I get wiped out for a week or more. I don't have the grace for it anymore because that's the old. The new is coming now, and we need to come into agreement with whatever it might be for you. Here's another prophetic dream I had, was to settle our differences. In the dream, I was helping people who had differences. Maybe they had fallen out, maybe even lawsuits, different things like that. They had disagreements with each other. But I had to help people settle those disagreements, because I want to tell you, this is what plugs up the open heaven over you. You know, it's judgments, it's unforgiveness, it's all those types of things is what causes us to be able to plug up the heavens over us. People wonder how I'm able to hear God clearly on the daily prophetics and the prophetic words I release. And I attribute it, of course, it's to God, but if it was just the Holy Spirit, why aren't we all hearing clearly? It's because I've opened the heavens through forgiveness. I've opened the heavens through non-judgment. Don't judge. I can go into all teaching on this, but I won't. But this is what we need to do. I've been reaching out to people right now saying, man, this is such a time. Don't fall into judgment, because that will take things away from us and that will close things down over us. So watch for that in your life right now. And also watch for ways that you can go and reconcile. You don't have to actually, you know, if to reconcile with someone doesn't mean you have to go back in their life. But you know what? You may just want to do it with God to clear the spiritual air. Ask God to show you what are the things right now that you need to reconcile. Here's the last dream I wanted to share that I had, was the tsunami coming to technology, to high tech. I had this prophetic dream that I was in a high up office. It was overlooking a high tech area in California, but it was not Silicon Valley, but it looked similar. It appeared to be in Southern California, but suddenly a tsunami wave came and hit these high tech companies. And I knew that it wasn't literal. I knew that it was a prophetic sign of God's Holy Spirit moving on technology right now and technological companies. Now, some of these were the same companies that were from Silicon Valley, but they had moved offices down to the Southern California. I don't quite, I'm not interpreting that whole thing right now, but I'm just saying this, watch for a creative wave of inventions and kingdom strategies to come in this next year. Actually, it's going to start very soon. Ideas, and there's going to be just so much, there's just so much anointing on the internet right now. Don't back down in fear. You know, just keep praying. We need to really release a counterattack of intercession. We need to release a counterattack on the internet by blessing people and not cursing. And if people are cursing you, then just turn around, just bless them, or don't pay attention. Don't engage, whatever. Did you catch that? When we engage, we open up. You know, if you engage with people who are bitter, don't correct a fool, is what the Proverbs says. So get ready to hear God for things that are going to shift suddenly in your life. Get ready to cross over into a new season and get ready to get deeper revelation in just the next few weeks. All right. Well, Wow, that was a powerful word. I feel the presence of God, and I just want to release that over you right now. God, we thank you for this prophetic word. I pray it would fall on good soil. I pray, God, that it would go out into those people, into those wounded warriors, into those who have been actually sidetracked and sidelined and set back, and where the enemy has tried to overplay his hand, like with the in Zechariah 3. I pray, Father, for the release of what you're doing right now. I pray for that, the greater anointing. I also pray, God, that you would comfort those who are mourning right now, comfort those in loss, and especially as his word begins to germinate and begins to get released out on a greater level. There's going to be loss. There's going to be shifting. There's going to be plenty of gain in the spiritual realm. So, Father, we pray for power, love, and we pray most of all for a sound mind to be able to think and speak clearly and be able to speak the words of life in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I almost got into a whole message about, because I had just received this in the last 2 days, is that the dream thief is here. And I don't like to focus on the plans of the enemy, but I know this is it. John 10:10 is that the thief has come to steal and rob. But you know what? Jesus said, I've come to bring life and life to the abundance. And this is what he's doing right now. He's bringing life to the fullest. Life in with abundance into the fullest is the season we're in right now. Don't look at the thief. If you're looking after the thief or the robbery or all that the enemy is doing, that's all you're going to see. God saying, rise above this right now and come into agreement on earth as it is with heaven. All right. Let me get a few things. DougAddison.com is my website. We have a couple of Christmas items that we're going to be releasing a little bit later in the month, some specials. But one thing I wanted to, in case you didn't get a chance to catch my last webinar, it was called Changing the Spiritual Atmosphere Over Your Relationships. It was actually a very powerful webinar. But in case you didn't get to catch that, we're offering the replay through January 2nd, I believe. And it's one of the webinars that I've never actually done anything on relationships. And it wasn't just about marriage and things like that. This was about mentoring relationships, developing a deeper relationship with God, developing, strengthening the things. This was about being able how to shift the spiritual atmosphere, how I did it over my life and got the right mentors in place and align yourself with what God's doing. Also, another thing happening is write a book quickly. The fully updated version of it. I wrote my little booklet, Write a Book Quickly, a few years ago. It's been a really good seller. It's been helping people to write their books. But you know, I updated it. I added 40 more pages to it. It's brand new content, 2 chapters, one on writing fiction and another on publishing on Kindle. And so if you're thinking about writing a book or you keep thinking about that, definitely check out this because it's the how to self-publishing and how to promote your book and on the internet today is really, really wild. So this gives you everything you need in a small book form. Also have the online course called Write Your Book Now. And also watch for those Christmas specials we're going to be releasing. I don't have them all right now, but my team's working on them and they're really excited about it. So we'll be releasing those next week. Also, 2016 Prophetic Forecast. It's my first book in 2.5 years. I have actually had a really rough time. I write every day. I got plenty of books in the chamber ready to go, but I got sick for a couple years with Lyme disease. All kinds of stuff hit me. And so now, for the first time ever, it's going to be here this month, the 2016 Prophetic Forecast. It's the first time I've ever taken all the prophetic words God's spoken to me, pulled them together in a book form so that you can get this into your hands and begin to pray and release these things into your life. You know, for a number of years, I've had this, I've had a new type of prophetic anointing. I guess it's about 3 years now, maybe 2 or 3 years. And it's called the Times and Seasons Gift. It's very similar to Issachar in the Old Testament. He was able to to understand times and seasons. And that's why I can understand, I can release the daily prophetic. I can release weekly and monthly words and get lots of good feedback about accuracy about them because I have this ability from the Lord, a gift that God gave me. But now, here's the thing is I didn't know what to do with it because to me, it's been like manna. You know, daily prophetic words go away. You know, you can't really store up manna. And so now the Lord showed me that this was the year to pull things together into a book and give it, once a year. And I wrote it at Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and it's now just coming from the printers right now. We're really, really excited. Also, remember, DougAddison.com, my free ebook, How to Hear God's Voice for Yourself, Clearly for Yourself. It's for free, for sure. Don't forget to donate. We try to keep this free and also, to do what we do on the internet. You know, we do a lot of things for a lot of people and starting to really impact the entire world. Please consider us as your donations and things like that at my website, DougAddison.com. There's just a thing up there you can click on to donate or become a partner with us. And the partners also get 10% off of purchases. And I do a monthly partner update. I've had trouble over the last few months because of I haven't been feeling well. But the partners get all kinds of some insider things, insider email from me once a week. I do that 52 weeks a year. And that as well for anybody who partners with us. All right, if you want to catch me live, a live event, hey, listen, this is so exciting. I am going to be doing a New Year's Eve prophetic service in Dublin, California. That's in the East Bay of San Francisco. And it's with Blazing Fire Church, but it's going to be held at Valley Christian Center in Dublin, December 31st. It's from 9 p.m. to midnight or a little bit after. We're going to open with a bunch of worship. And then, you know what? I'm going to plow into releasing some prophetic. I'm going to be doing a new stand-up comedy routine. I don't know if you know this, but I actually haven't been able to release a lot of new comedy because of not feeling well. But I'm going to release some prophetic comedy and then release some prophetic words. It's going to shift the spiritual atmosphere, one, over the San Francisco Bay Area. But the Lord showed me that it was going to be contagious to be able to unlock. There's going to be strategies for different areas. There's going to be strategies to be able to unlock things for different areas. And sorry, we can't webcast this, but we do invite you to come there. And also, Blazing Fire Church, good friends of ours, Brent and Suzanne Locker, on Saturday night, January 2nd from 6 to 9, I'll be speaking and ministering there. And then as well, you can check out DougAddison.com under the events tab. Again, stay connected. You can catch Facebook, The Doug Addison on Facebook. Just want to say thank you so much for all the Facebook followers and the friends and Twitter, Doug T. Addison, Instagram, Doug T. Addison, and also the Daily Prophetic Word. Share them with your friends and get them on email. That's what I do. I get the email every day. You get that at my website, but I get it so that I can copy it into my journal and interact with it. Okay, I'm going to move to some Q&A time. Get a little drink here. And thank you so much for people who've submitted their questions. But here's some Q&A. These came in last month that I didn't get a chance to get to. Someone asked, can you talk about the numbers? I get this a lot. The numbers 555-444-111. What do these types of numbers mean? I see them on the clock. I see them everywhere I go. And, five is a number of grace, and four is creative ideas or works. You know, the four was the number of creation. But, you know, more than anything than the meaning of the number is God saying that I'm lining things up right now. For me personally, 444, I see it every day. I see 1111 or 111, I see it every day. Five is a number of grace. I see that 444. It's Isaiah 44:4, and you could actually do a Google search. Just go out, and if you have actually most questions you have, you know, if you want to know about a dream, if you want to know about different things, Google my name and your question. And if I've written a blog, it's going to come up. I've written a lot of blogs. In fact, I blog so much, people forget what I said. I prophesy so much, they forget. So there is some things I've already written out there, but you can Google 444 44:4, and my name, and you're going to see some prophetic words about Isaiah 44:4 and about something that's happening right now. So if you're seeing these on the clock, then God is lining things up for you. There's new grace over your life. There's something that's coming. God is, it's what it's showing, lining up. 1-1-1, everything's lining up, and you're going to see something happen over the next year. Here's another question. What does blue jays represent? I've seen 3 blue jays in my yard this last week, and it's very unusual for me. Well, blue is a color of the prophetic, and just because you have, that doesn't mean that every blue jay in your yard is going to mean this. But I was praying over this question ahead of time because, you know, it could mean all kinds of things. It's like, if it were a dream, what would it mean? It depends on the context. And in this case, that God's doing something. He's bringing you something. He's bringing some prophetic people around you, and birds can be that. He's bringing some new things. There's 3 represents the number of the Lord. He's bringing some new things, and watch for those things to happen. Now, most people don't do cause and effect. This is what I talk about, the cause and effect, quite a bit. And cause and effect is when I journal every single day. Most people won't attribute to a blue jay experience or a dream with suddenly getting some new friends or revelation or something that you need. So I would say write this down and see how God answers this for you. Here's another question. What does it mean when you have a vision or a picture of yourself doing the same thing that you're actually able to do while awake? Well, you're having actually, these are spiritual experiences. That you have a picture of yourself doing something. Let's say you have a picture of yourself riding a bike, then suddenly you're riding a bike. I mean, that was quite simple, but I think that's what you're saying. Well, it's just showing that you're actually, that God's growing your spiritual gifts. You're a seer, and you're seeing things and then living them out. That actually happens all the time, but most people don't remember the actual moment. And so it feels like deja vu sometimes, where, you know, you'll have the experience and then it happens in real life. And so this is it's very biblical. You can find this in Job 33:14-17, or Google that on the internet with my name, and you'll see where I've written on this already. But just showing that you're growing in your ability to see and interact in the spiritual realm. Here's a question. Here's a deep question. I'm glad we really got these deep questions here. What do 2 pink flamingos riding a bicycle mean? All right. I don't know if that was a joke that my staff played on me, but pink flamingos, depends on what it means for you. Usually they're in a yard, you know, or something like that. They're riding a bicycle. It's probably 2 people that you're going to, it's a spiritual gift that's coming to you. First of all, bicycles are not like cars that could represent a ministry, or planes that can represent bigger businesses or ministries. But pink flamingos, in this case, is going to be a fun time. You're going to be talking to some people who are kind of fun and having a good time, and you're going to help them be able to impact their life. So watch for this. In other words, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit now for you specifically. It's the gift of encouragement coming to you, and you're going to be able to encourage people into something new. Okay, let's get into a couple of dreams. Now, people have submitted these dreams previously that I didn't get to. But you can submit your dreams and your questions right now on the chat. That's the advantage of joining us live, and then we take those in, and you know, we use them in all kinds of different things. You wouldn't believe how much we actually value you putting these things in. I don't get to all of them, but I see a lot of them. I tell you want to be shorter dreams so we can really utilize them. Long dreams won't work. Also, remember, I have the Dream Crash Course, by the way. If you want to learn to interpret your dreams, you can actually go to DougAddison.com, click on Learn, and you'll find the Dream Crash Course, and it will walk you through 10 sessions and walk you through, give you everything you need to be able to interpret dreams. I highly recommend it, not only because I actually wrote it, but because it has helped thousands, literally tens of thousands of people to be trained in dreams. And I put it all together in 5 hours with a full kit that you can download. And the reason I put it on it as a download is because I want to help people all around the world to be able to grab hold of this. Okay, here's the dream. I was trying to put a thick power cord around a large door and was about to plug it in when I woke up. Well, doors represent opportunity. Power cord is the power. So God is now giving you power from the Holy Spirit to open doors, to be able to go through new opportunities. Now, don't worry if you woke up or not. That doesn't really matter, because the dream itself still is happening in your life. And so this is a new gift that's coming to you, new power to be able to open doors and to be able to walk through things that God is giving. You know, biblically, that would be the key of David that's mentioned in the book of Revelation. And that is the ability to open doors that no one can close, close doors that no one can open. So that's new authority coming to you. And not just you, to many people. I'm feeling it right now. Many people are receiving this as well. All right, so here's a few more dreams. I was watching my mom holding me as a baby. This is the dreamer, holding the dreamer as a baby. And I ended up holding myself, me as an adult, holding me as a baby. And it was really different. And even though I was doing a poor job, I didn't give up. And the baby, who was myself, kept smiling despite my struggle. Well, this is showing that God's bringing healing to you. You're getting emotional and personal healing that's going to help you. And this is really important, because that we need to be able to do that. You know, we need to be able to walk through things. So God is gifting you, and you're moving into a season right now of ministering to yourself and getting emotional healing. It's really important, you know, that we do this, especially in the times to come. Here's another dream. I was in a delivery room looking down, and I saw a baby, and I don't remember giving birth or the pain or how the hospital, but she said, "You had your baby in an hour," even though the natural delivery was 8 hours. And so I looked down, and the baby suddenly grew and became started talking to me and said, "Are you ready for it's almost time?" Well, listen, we get a lot of baby dreams. Baby dreams, and you'll learn this in my book to Understand Your Dreams Now or the Dream Crash Course, but baby dreams are very common. It's one of the common dreams that people have. And if you're having baby dreams, or you're given a baby or whatever, this represents a new gift coming to you. These are gifts. They're gifts. They're ideas. There are anointings, there are inventions, there are businesses, there are ministries, there are new things, spiritual gifts coming to you. And so now look and see what happened. Look at the context of it. What was happening? Wow, don't remember. In the dream, the dreamer says that she doesn't remember giving birth. In other words, it's happened, but you didn't realize it. There's pain that didn't come. You know, it wasn't a lot of pain to come, and it came sooner than you thought. And so God's giving you something right now. But in the dream, the baby suddenly grew fast. This is saying that the gift that you're being given is going to mature quickly. And it's ready. It's almost time right now to be able to birth this. This is what I'm talking about for the new year. And this isn't just for this dreamer. There's many people who are having these things right now. They're having baby dreams, or you're having ideas. You're having things that God's coming, giving to you. But I just want to encourage you to just move forward with what God has for you. Learn how to interpret dreams. It really does help. What I've discovered after interpreting literally tens of thousands of dreams is a lot of our night dreams will reveal our life dreams. And that was a destiny dream. That's what I call them. That was a destiny dream. And it was a dream that was talking about your destiny, which is to get things done on a quicker level. And the same with that power cord dream that in the door, that was a destiny dream. It's showing that you have a destiny to open doors. And even this other dream where the baby's there, you have an ability to birth things into the spirit on a quicker level. Yeah, you still need to mature in the gifts. It doesn't, just because you get these things and you have these prophetic promises, don't mean that you have to walk through the process of maturity in it. But it is exciting that God's revealing this stuff to you. All right. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited that God's really moving right now, and people are having dreams everywhere. Here's another one. This is a dream that someone sent us. I had an experience when my father passed away on August 14th and 15th. The night of my father's passing, I saw 1:11 on the clock, and I went to sleep and then saw 2:22, and then I went back to sleep and saw 3:33, and I woke up and saw 4:44, then 5:55 on the clock. Now, I said it was a dream. It wasn't a dream. It was a spiritual experience, and they're very similar. Dreams and visions, people ask me, what's the difference between a dream and a vision? Well, dreams usually are symbolic and need to be interpreted. Visions are quite often what you see is what you get. It doesn't really matter. They're all from God, and they all reside in the spiritual realm, and we treat them all the same. And so when I talk about dreams and understanding dreams and symbolism, it really applies to anything in the spiritual realm. Spiritual experiences like this, angelic encounters, visions, things when you close your eyes and you see these pictures by the way, I just got to stop here because as I said that, I closed my eyes, I saw the name Beatrice and the name, I don't know if this is your dream or not, but I saw the name Beatrice and the God says he's bringing something from your father's side, and there's such a strong writing and like a business type of gifting that's coming to you, and either it's for Beatrice or you know Beatrice is a name in your family on your father's side, one of the two. But boy, it was a powerful image just now as I was reading this. And so back to this experience, the night that the father passed away. Their father passed away that night for real in August. And these numbers, 1-1-1, 2-2-2, 3-3-3, 4-4-4, 5-5-5. God is doing something. There's a countdown. This is the word for you. There's a countdown happening in your life. And there's something that your father was called to do. It's on that family line. It's on that side of the family that it's now coming into your life. And you're going to see it. And it's a countdown. It's almost like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, but it's building up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's going to build up and be released into your life. And God is releasing a new level of faith. That's in grace. That's the number 5, a new level of grace. In order to get to it, you're going to have faith. But boy, I'm seeing this as well, that it's a new beginning. Just like August is the 8th month, and it's a new beginning. You're going to start seeing things happen over the next year or so in your life. And it really pays to go do some research on some of this stuff and see what was the attacks in the family. That's what you want to know. What did your family members... For all of us, you know, what was the attack of the enemy in your family? You know, I do prophetic life coaching, and when people don't know their destiny, they don't know what it is that they're called to, I mean, really don't know. When we work through it, I usually will use a whiteboard or get out a piece of paper or whatever and write down the attacks of the enemy against them and their family. Then, wow, we can flip those around and see the plans that God had and why the enemy was trying to keep that away. And I know that in my life, there was a family... many family members was in the occult and was drawn to that the dark side. But that just means that there's a prophetic calling on the other side of that. Flip that around. Many people were really called to drugs and pulled and tempted to drugs and alcohol in my family. You know, flip that around. It is the goodness of God is experiencing God at a new level in new ways and being able to move into the supernatural, which is like a trip anyway. So I'm just saying this, if there was divorce in your family, then there's a solid, something solid God wants to bring in that area of relationships. If there was suicide or some strange things like that, then God is calling you to life or to help other people with that. So that's important right now to grab hold of those things. Here's another dream. I dreamed that my glucose number was 77, like the big block numbers. On Yom Kippur, I went to the hospital and DX with my, I don't know what the DX is, with my high blood pressure and sugar. And I have been warring for healing for decades and decreeing my promises. Now, I didn't quite grasp all this. I think that just the dream that the glucose number was 77, and I don't know if that's good or not, but I just want to say this, is that 7 is the number of completion, double 7. God is cutting something off from your family line, so I just declare and decree that in Jesus' name, that you, God, we just come into agreement for healing for those people who need healing of blood issues, of blood sugar, of glucose, of hyperglycemia. I'm one of them in Jesus' name. I've got a lot of healing, but we just come into agreement for that, for this new season in Jesus' name. Here's another dream. I dreamed of a horse in my backyard, and I was the first, I was a little bit afraid to touch his nose, but I petted him between the eyes and the nose, and then Jesus was there, and I put on his bridle on the horse. I'm sure it wasn't on Jesus, but when Jesus said he would help me get on and ride the horse. The horse was white and had a golden saddle. All right, well, if you read my book, and it's on Kindle too, by the way, or download it, Understand Your Dreams Now. And I talk about horses in there. Horses represent power and authority. And so in this case, it was in your backyard that God's going to do something that's going to bring this calling from your past. There's been a calling on your life to move in power and authority. And so God's coming and doing that right now. And the Lord is going to help you onto this new authority. We know that this is very similar to what happened to Jesus. You know, he comes back on a horse in Revelation 19. And he has power and authority. And so, the horse is white, showing that it's a gift from the Lord. Very powerful, great dream. All right, here's another dream. I went to the ocean to take some pictures, and I took the first picture myself. But after that, my camera hooked up on a telephone wires and took a few pictures about every minute, and they were very beautiful. And they would stay on the camera screen for about 30 seconds. Then I joined up with a friend, and I went back for luggage, and now I was traveling on a bus. Okay, well, hey, you know what? Let's just start that beginning thing, is whatever you see, like taking pictures and cell phones, this is vision and calling over your life, especially with cell phones. Those are callings. And having a camera, getting hung up on some telephone lines, that talks about that there's something that God's going to do to bring about, you know, the calling, that connection with the supernatural, the connection with the Lord. And, it, you know, all these details about, well, whether the picture stayed there for 30 seconds, just drop all that off and just say this, that God is calling you to something big because it happened at the ocean. And there's going to happen in a series of events. That's like the pictures being up and over and over. And you're going to actually have an encounter that's going to trip you up. That's the power lines. You're going to have an encounter with God that's going to feel like it's going to trip you up. But that's the way encounters go. And God's going to send you some other people. That's the friend. And you're going to get back. Go back, and you're going to be traveling into new things after that. That's the bus and the luggage. And, this is actually a really good dream, and there's a calling on your life right now. It's a destiny dream. Anyway, wow, I just want to encourage you to go to my website, dougaddison.com, and check out the resources that we have there. We're going to have some specials coming. Get ready for the 2016 Prophetic Forecast. It's a book that I have coming out very shortly. And also, got some really fun stuff coming for the new year. I just want to say this, is that, this is Christmas time. It's the end of the year. I just want to say thank you so much for everybody who's been following and supporting and praying for our ministry. And my whole staff at Enlight Connection, we're so grateful. And we meet as a staff each week, and we're virtual. We're actually an internet ministry, and we're located all over the country. And there's something about this. We're using the internet to be able to reach people. And there's something about, we're just so grateful for the ability to do this, the ability to release kingdom financial strategies and to release prophetic words that get around the world like that in many languages. And wherever I go in the world, I'm people walking up to me with their cell phones. Most of them are on the iPhones or whatever, and they're showing me prophetic words that I had released that are translated into their language. I didn't even know this was going on, but I'm so grateful for you. And I know that this is a time of year, and you know, this Christmas, I hope you have an amazing Christmas. And I want to just really pray over you right now and pray that God would activate something inside you. So Father, I thank you for each person. I thank you for each that has supported and prayed and even just come alongside, and even the new ones that have not even heard about us before. But Father, I pray that you would open up the supernatural, open up the ability to dream and understand dreams, to be able to come into a deeper level. That Ephesians 1:17, that they would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that they may know him better. Lord, we ask that we would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you would know the Lord better. And now, Father, we pray that there would be an activation over each person. Activate the spiritual gifts. Activate their callings. Activate the ability to do something, to break out of whatever it is that's holding them back. I pray for destiny to be released in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Remember, DougAddison.com. And also, just want to say thank you very much and look forward to seeing you guys next year. See you on the internet.